Welcome back to Witchy Weed Podcast and happy St. Patty's Day.
Woo!
Hell yeah.
Leave that ginger off the screen.
We got a really interesting one for you guys this week. But first of all, as you know, with you as always is me, Stardust, and I'm joined by the spooky crew, Twisted Vic.
Hey guys, it's me.
Explicit.
Y'all, what's going on? What's popping?
Hey, Lou the Fool. Howdy. And your mom. So, alrighty. So, just wanted to remind y'all, you got less than a week to enter our giveaway raffle. What's that raffle, you say? Oh, you've been out hiding under a rock or some shit, because you should know this. Last day to enter is this Thursday, the 21st, which happens to be Ostara, pagan holiday, to those that you don't know. To enter, all you got to do is go on our Instagram page and find the posts that are about the raffle. Got to like it, tag three friends, and hashtag it Witchy Weed Podcast. The winner's going to get a horror-themed basket with a horror movie t-shirt, a horror movie DVD, some popcorn, and some rolling paper to make it a great night in, y'all. So you got to get in before it's too late because we are picking the winner this Thursday. And we will announce it on next week's podcast. So now, our Instagram, y'all, we're killing it. We're over 2,000 followers now.
That's great shit.
So that's some awesome shit. So, of course, we have some shout outs to give. We got at Michael Bosaru. That's Bosaru. I hope I'm not butchering it, but yeah, thank you for listening. We got at Brian Fake TV. Thank y'all for listening. We got at Killing 15 Minutes. Hope you're killing more than 15 minutes listening to us. Thank you for listening. at Waltz with Ghosts. They be dancing with ghosts over there, y'all. Thank you for listening. At Horror Chick 1. She's our type of chick. That's why she listened. Thank you.
Is that implying that there's a horror chick too?
Probably, but she number one, so she's the
horror dude. Sure. Yeah, could be
a whole dude one.
Or the dude is one.
Or guy number two.
And lastly, we got at Camp Blood 13. I hope she's older, or they're older than 13. But thank you for listening. Woo, thank you.
Thank you so much.
And this week I want to give a special shout out to our listeners in Belgium, Canada. We're really starting to
the Canadians.
Spread with the Canadians, eh?
Eh? You're there in Toltec.
Those are Canadians.
That's what it's all about.
It's a boat. Yeah, I know they do the boat.
Hey.
Hey. I was talking about boats.
What did you mention about a boat? What?
That's what it's all about.
But yeah, we're spreading in Canada. We're spreading in New Zealand. That's an interesting one. I did not expect us to be. Oi. 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 That's all I know from them.
New Zealand.
Down under.
No, that's Australia.
I mean,
Oh,
they get angry when you say that.
Well, yeah, I think we're going to start a battle here.
They already hate being called cunts.
They both say cunts a lot.
They're both that's down under, so, I mean.
Yeah, they're both down under. But of course, U.S. continues to be our top listener, of course. That's where we're definitely spreading like wildfire throughout the state, so. That's fun!
Now, before we get into it, I do actually want to bring out something right here, right now. When do you plan to make a Discord Live?
We're actually... Good question, Explicit. I love how in tune with everything you are.
I become a reporter.
Right?
I remember the time we did a Discord Live, for those of you who were there. It was a blast.
It was. Actually, let's actually, here's a little bit of Witchy Weed Podcast trivia that's interesting for you to know.
Some history
for y'all. Our first official live Discord episode, among our listeners were Halo the Fool and Cockahead.
Mm-hmm.
that's how they got their Witchy Weed start.
Yep.
They were listeners on our Discord. So, yeah, actually, good thing that you ask. We are working on getting that up and started again. We're adding new features to it since they got a new update recently. So, It is in the works, so we will be having live episodes coming up and whole links to our old episodes and a whole bunch of cool new features. So you guys got to stay tuned for that.
Awesome.
Awesome, right? So last week, did y'all have fun with the Scream franchise?
Yes.
Yeah. I loved it.
She hated one of the movies.
Yeah, we know why. Dewey! Not Dewey. Of all the people.
I had to trick your mom into thinking that he survives.
I know.
That wasn't nice.
I was but so I get why you're angry. Did. So angry. I stood up. No. And I looked at him like, no. I'm
telling you, I bawled like a baby.
She looks at me and goes, you fucking lied to me.
And at that point, it was like, I'm done with this movie.
There's just all kinds of wrong with that point, man. But Dewey. But Dewey.
That guy had been shish kebab more than anybody I knew and still made it through.
Hey, but now we got a new one, though. We got a new shish kebab.
Now we got a new shish kebab, Chad. Chad. Yeah, that's true.
Which I think your mom said that she'd fuck.
Yeah, I think I covered that last week. So, yeah, last week was interesting. But before we get to this week's episode, you know what time it is, y'all. Time to get ready like a titty.
It's 5:52. That's what time it is.
No.
I'm like, it's time to get watch.
It's time to get Liddy like a titty, y'all. And Halo just sparked it. She was like, you don't gotta tell me twice, girl.
Shit.
Especially not on St. Patty's Day. She's like, I'm looking to get fucked up.
St. Patty's Day, y'all.
St. Patty's
Day. I may not be wearing green, but I'm smoking it. Well, yeah, Explicit is actually smoking from a green vape, so that counts. And then Twisted is wearing green. And, your mom has a green blanket.
It's more like a turquoise.
Shut your trap.
We'll take it. And then obviously, Halo is like green head to toe. Being the ginger.
Literally, I have green toes.
You leprechaun fuck.
I hope the toes themselves are not green.
Just
and just the toenails.
The toenails.
Okay, toenails. Should we clarify that? Yeah. Well, in my defense, I may not, but my crystal's green. And so are my eyes.
And your tattoo has a...
And my tattoos have some sort of green, so I'm covered, y'all. That's all I know.
I got a green cross.
Oh, he does have
green cross. He does have green cross.
Oh, shit.
So he's covered, but he had his green vape anyway, so he was covered.
It is the day of green on my people, so...
Mm. It is the day that we push people who don't wear green.
My ukulele has green.
Oh, true. Her ukulele does have green.
Ukulele.
Now... St. Patty's Day, for those of y'all that maybe like the Duggars or some shit that don't really know what regular shit is. St. Patty's Day is an Irish bank and public holiday that's observed on March 17th. Today, y'all! Exactly. And it's packed with parades, good luck charms, and all things green. As you know, modern traditions are to wear green or get pinched, drink green beer, go to parades, eat corned beef and cabbage, which I'm sure Halo could enlighten us on how exactly that is.
Isn't there also shamrock shakes?
Huh?
Isn't there also shamrock shakes?
Yeah.
Yeah, shamrock shakes, Irish dancing, and Irish music. Yeah, I'm sure you know plenty about that.
I was actually on a float one year in Savannah, where I grew up.
Hey.
And I was on the float for the hospital that my grandfather worked at.
So, and you were the traditional ginger Irish, or Irish ginger, I should say.
Oh.
So, it's claimed to have begun in Ireland as a way to honor the country's patron saint, and has been celebrated for more than a millennium. Who does this go to next?
Me.
Okay.
Dare you forget about me.
I'm sorry, I'm in the middle of a podcast, in case you haven't noticed.
We're all in the middle of a podcast.
I know. In Ireland, it was a time to cut loose during the Catholic Lent season. And as such, it quickly became synonymous with Irish food and drinks. When immigrants from Ireland moved to the U.S., they brought the tradition of St. Patrick's Day with them, and it morphed and modernized into what it's become today. The shamrock itself has been a piece of Irish iconography, because it symbolizes the rebirth of spring. Shamrocks were actually worn by poor Irish citizens to church on St. Patrick's Day in order to look nice. But it has a deeper significance, since St. Patrick himself is said to have used the shamrock's three leaves to explain the Christian concept of the Holy Trinity.
What's that? But shamrock sounds some shit like out of a fucking fantasy game.
Don't it, though?
It does. I keep hearing shamrock, and I'm thinking, like, some fucking weird ore from, like, medieval times or some shit.
Something from Dark Souls or
something. Right? Dark, yeah. Fucking Skyrim.
Am I just the only one that didn't know that there's any Christian meaning behind this fucking holiday?
Yeah.
I just thought it was a day to get drunk and fucked up.
Well, but it here's where it gets interesting. It wasn't always a Christian holiday. It began as a pagan holiday. That was through St. Patrick himself. He switched it into a Christian holiday from a pagan holiday.
You know, there's a lot of...
Yes. Doesn't it have something to do with snakes? He said he was driving the snakes out of Ireland, meaning witches and pagans and things of that nature.
Okay.
That's how he referred to us.
You know...
We are the snakes he didn't catch there.
No wonder I've always had, like, an attraction to snakes.
That's just
I also was born near the snake, too.
No, that's just because you're Slytherin.
I'm actually not. I did the Potter thing, and it told me I was a fucking person.
Fuck you guys. I'm Slytherin.
I'm Slytherin.
You're Slytherin? Okay, there we go. Not alone. Your mom and me are Slytherin. Ain't that something?
I guess I'm like... I don't know what you would call it. Like, I don't identify as a Gryffindor. I identify as a Slytherin.
It makes sense.
Well, I'm definitely Gryffindor. I thought I was Gryffindor, but apparently I'm Hufflepuff. And when I looked at the characteristics, it kind of fits, so I'll go with it. But yeah. Thing is that, here's a little bit of St. Patrick's Day lore. It involves the pinching of people who don't have any green on. This actually comes from the idea that only those wearing green are invisible to the mischievous fingers of leprechauns who enjoy pinching and playing pranks. So there's a little bit of magic in there already.
Why are you looking at me?
Don't pinch me.
Just because I'm short and I have red hair doesn't mean I'm a leprechaun.
I just ain't definitely a leprechaun.
Ain't your favorite movie Leprechaun?
Oh. That movie actually kind of scares me.
Yeah, it does.
And it's actually kind of like low budget. Yeah.
Yeah, pretty much. It is.
And got the start of Jennifer Aniston. Your mom was like, we should watch it.
We should. Yeah. We should, actually.
Actually, after the podcast. But you know what? After the podcast, it's on.
But that's the only one we're watching, because the others suck.
Yeah, the rest suck. Especially when he's in the hood.
Or a remake. Yeah. There's one where he's in space.
You didn't see the one in the hood? That was hilarious.
They made two.
Yes.
In space?
Yeah.
They're two different movies.
Two different movies. There's two movies where he's in the hood. And then one movie where he's in space.
And these aren't like spoof movies. These are
actual
like,
leprechaun movies.
Yeah, yeah.
But they suck.
Already the first one sucked, but it's still worth watching.
I need to see him in space, and I need to see him
in the hood.
I don't care if they're bad. That's the beauty of horror movies, is that they're either really good and they scare you, or they're really bad
and they entertain you.
Like the Trolls movie.
Immediately. Oh my god, the Trolls movie.
Oh my god.
It's the troll.
No, it's, oh my god. They're eating her. And they're gonna eat me.
Oh lord.
Or in the first one where they tried to like make the family look like they got frozen, you can see them still shaking. So fucking just bobbing and shit.
Yeah.
I think of Margaret.
I didn't hit her. I did not. Oh, Mark.
No, shit.
But it's a good thing that you didn't mention about that pinching, because I was actually, if you didn't mention that, I was going to ask, where did this whole pinching shit came from?
Hey, to that's be honest, back in elementary school, that shit's serious.
Me too.
Yo, seriously, man.
I would start scoping out everybody, be like, who the fuck now wearing the old shit?
Yo, dude.
And what I would take all my anger out on them. Like, leave them with a bruise and shit.
I used to take that shit serious.
Yep. I was right there with you. So, but, okay. Getting back to this, so actually, St. Patrick himself was not actually Irish.
You know, you keep saying Patrick, it reminds me of SpongeBob.
His mayonnaise and instrument.
I'm just picturing him dressed like a leprechaun or some shit.
But no, seriously, St. Patrick himself was not actually Irish. He was born in Roman Britain during the 5th century and was brought to Ireland as a slave, basically as a goat herder.
Hmm.
So,
goats.
He wasn't Irish. It was during the time that he was a goat herder that he began to have religious vision. So These visions reinforced his Catholic faith. As an older man, having escaped from his captivity, he actually returned to Ireland as a missionary. He was successful in his efforts to transition Ireland from paganism to Christianity. And because of this, he was depicted as driving the snakes out of Ireland, like I said. And he was, and it was commonly believed to be a metaphor for the Druids and pagans of Ireland. It was following this conversion to Christianity that Patrick was declared a patron saint, and St. Patrick's Day took precedent over its original pagan origins. So they basically switched it up at that point, said, well, the original pagan holiday that was celebrated on this day, which is known as Ostara, was now replaced with St. Patrick's Day. And in reality, if we are actually going to be exact on this and be actual 100% factual, Ostara was replaced by two holidays. It was actually split up into
two holidays.
Yes.
What are those two holidays?
St. Patrick's and what is now known as Easter.
I forgot Easter existed. Oh.
Because Ostara is the spring equinox, basically celebrating nature's rebirth and the balance of the universe, both right. night and day of equal length.
Right.
So on that one day out of the year, you actually have the night and day of equal length. Not, no one is longer than the other. And it just fluctuates before and after the, that time of the year between less and more. But that one day is where the cycle re-begins, right. which is why it was celebrated as a pagan holiday. The spring equinox actually takes place between March 19th and the 22nd, exactly. The exact day changes by the year. This year, it's actually going to be on Tuesday at 11:06 p.m. is when it exactly resets. That's when the next 24 hours are going to be of equal night and day length. So it's pretty interesting. So it's during this time that the direct rays of the sun hit the equator, making the day and the night equal in length. And the most important part of the day is when it hits its zenith. That's the precise moment when the sun is perfectly lined up with the equator. So it's pretty interesting. Mm. This moment,
in other words, that's what makes Puerto Rico fucking hot.
And makes Florida the devil's anus.
Fuck me.
So yeah. But this moment actually marks the first day of spring, with the light triumphing, however you say it.
Eso mismo.
Over the darkness. The earth begins waking up. Plants begin to sprout from the ground. Animals actually come out of hibernation if they've been doing so. And that was the spring equinox. Like I said, bless you. Bless you. And bless you some more. He needs a lot of blessing, guys.
Thank you.
I know, I usually do that.
He usually says it three times. It
can vary.
I've heard it six times or even seven times in a row.
Yeah, I've heard him do it that much as well.
My dad, I think, did like 16.
16, did you just say?
And I think your Aunt Jenny was about like 12 or 14, somewhere around there with her record. Yeah. Yeah.
Also, sneezy motherfucker.
Oh, yeah.
Wow.
But, so anyways, like I was saying, so it's at this point that Ostara became both St. Patrick's Day and Easter. Because a lot of rituals and ceremonies for Ostara actually revolve around the common themes that you'll see around both.
Right.
Because, like, for example, for those of you that, for those of our listeners that may practice the craft in any way and have altars, an altar set up for Ostara when, you know, it's already going to be that day, that time of the year, they get colorful. You got to basically think of, like, spring colors, pastels, yellows, purples, and flowers, and, you know, greens of leaves, things of that nature. So basically like Easter in that sense. Maybe like a pale green altar cloth with like purple and blue draped across it and like some yellow or pink flowers or candles, you know, things of that nature. It's also about a balance. Displaying, if you believe in a dualistic If you believe in having two gods in your craft, or you believe in one, whatever you know, yeah, follow.
Agnostic, some shit.
No, agnostic is when you don't believe.
Oh.
But the at this time, it's all about, if you do believe in two, displaying both of your god and goddess on your altar. Having a black and a white candle kind of deal. A sun and a moon. Or a yin and a yang. That's basically one way of thinking about it. You got to symbolize new life. So potted plants with spring flowers, daffodils, lilies, a basket of eggs. I mean, right there, it's obvious. Figures of new lambs, rabbits, and calves. A chalice of milk or honey. Other symbols of the season are caterpillars, ladybugs, bumblebees. Seasonal appropriate deities. You know, if you want to actually, at that during this time, worship or honor a certain deity just for the season, you would be looking at like Herne, Flora, Gaia, and Attis. And crystals that would probably be more potent during this season right now, guys, is like aquamarine, rose quartz, and moonstones. And ritual fires should be done in a cauldron or brazier, but usually they're done. You know, they're right. So I figured to make things a little fun, or actually I didn't figure, I'm not going to take the credit, guys.
I'm going to say.
Cockahead figured that it would be fun for us to go over a couple of funny Irish names since we're doing a little St. Patrick's.
Her name ain't Cockahead anymore. It's Sleepyhead now. After last week's episode.
She knows we're going to roast her eternally for this now.
She was schlumped.
Yeah, she's no longer Cockahead. She's Sleepyhead.
No, she's still Cockahead, but she's our Sleepyhead Cockahead.
She's Sleepy Shafid.
Sleepy Shafid.
Sleepy Shafid.
So, okay. So some crazy to pronounce Irish names. For a female, we've got...
I want to give it a try, too.
Okay. That is... N-I-A-M-H.
Niamh?
It actually says that the correct way to say it...
I want to try.
Well, we're going to go one at a time. There's a list of them. So this one that is N-I-A-M-H, the correct way to pronounce it according to this is actually Niamh. Or Niamh.
There's a fucking V in there?
I don't know where the fuck the V comes into play here. I wish some of our Irish listeners could fill us in on this because I don't see a V. But that's besides the point, I guess, because that's the way you pronounce it. Twisted, you can definitely look at the second name on the list and tell me what you think, what you make of it.
Kayomi? C-A-O-I-M-H-E. Kayomi.
Kayomi.
No, Kayomi. Kayomi.
Why does it all sound like lyrics to the same song? Oh my god. And how does it say it's actually pronounced correctly?
What the fuck? Okay, so it's C-A-O-I-M-H-E. Okay, so we're all going to think it's K-O-M-E or K-O-M-E-H-E-S, whatever the fuck. It's Cueva. Or Cueva.
Queef? What? Cueva. No offense to my Irish listeners.
So, like, K-W-E-E-V-A. Cueva.
Cueva.
Where the fuck did the K come from? Or the W and the V?
I have no idea, man.
And the A and the N, because there's the A is at the beginning. Bruh. Cueva.
Oh, my God. That's so crazy.
So, let's see. You want to try?
Yeah. It's just got to take a try at a name see. Here. Oh, God.
The third one?
Yeah, third one.
Slobhan.
What?
It's like Slobhan.
Slobhan?
Oh no, that's an I. What the fuck? Okay, Siobhan.
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 Siobhan. And how is it really pronounced?
Schwan.
Schwan? What? Why does that sound so German all of a sudden? Schwan.
No, third one.
Yeah.
You went ahead.
Oh, wow. I said the wrong one. Too high.
I guess you are.
I was with the fourth.
Explicit is lagging. Error 404.
Well, then Halo the Fool could do the actual third one then.
Oh, okay.
Yeah, Shaman, even though it's the bond. Seal bond or something like that.
Say it.
Me deep in that, you know. M, and it's like an E with like an accent on it. A-D-H-B-H.
But how's it actually pronounced?
Bob? Mom?
Maeve?
Where the fuck are all these V's coming from?
They have like a...
I'm convinced every fucking name on that list is at least... Pronounce it a fucking V.
It's pronounced Maeve or Mav.
But there's an invisible V in there somewhere.
Yeah, M-A-V-E.
Maeve.
That's how you're supposed to say
it.
Maeve.
So, Maeve. There's an invisible V in most of these names I'm seeing.
But some of these... more than half the letters are fucking silent, apparently. That's why she said
next one for your mom.
What the fuck?
Right?
Oh my god!
Your mom came.
Goddamn word. I'm gonna have to. C-A-O-I-M-H-S-E-A-C-H.
Goddamn, that's long.
What? Kumasa's making? What?
Commotion.
A commotion.
Kibasha.
That's the real pronunciation?
Kibasha. Kibasha?
Okay.
Free Shavakadu?
Free
Shavakadu!
So, it was...
Let me see.
I would have said Koimseech. That's what I would have said. That's what I would have said just looking at the way it's spelled. I would have said... Coin first. But it's actually Queep Shock.
Queep Shock? Let me see the goddamn thing.
What?
No.
There's no way now you're reading that right.
Oh my god! It is! It's Queep. It's fucking Queep Shock!
Yeah, it's Queep Shock!
Queep
Shock! It's fucking Queep Shock!
Queep Shock, man.
It's like Queeva, but Queep Shock.
You must
it's
hate like, your child if you name them Queep Shock.
Maybe she... Maybe... Oh my god. Maybe the mother
We're not
is
even
like,
on the males yet.
Oh my god.
We're still on the females.
Look, man. Oh my god, dude. Jesus Christ. Look. Maybe this... Listen. This is probably the mother just not wanting to forget of her shock when she had the best queef in her life. So she wanted to leave her kid. Something in probably... Queef shock. I'm shocked at that queef. I'm still keeping my memory.
You're the result.
You live on without legacy.
You're the result of that.
Your entire life is all...
Started with the most amazing queef of
I swear to God.
Oh my God. What's the next one?
So it looks like it like says, say you're easy.
Yo.
Like, say you're easy? What?
Say you're easy, right?
Say you're easy or something like that. It's spelled S-A-O-I-R-S-E.
Señorisi.
Like, say or easy.
Say or easy.
What the fuck?
How do you pronounce it?
Searsha.
What?
Searsha.
Yes. Searsha. And I know it's seer because like overseer. Searsha.
Yeah.
It's S-E-E-R. From that.
That's a
I'm
weird
telling
shit,
you, they
man.
Have a lot of silent, invisible letters. Man.
Oh, I read ahead. You're good luck with that
you
one.
Did that. Oh my god, his face says it all.
No, I read ahead to see what was next.
Oh, gotcha.
Kao Il Fion.
No. Wait for the actual pronunciation. Wait for the actual pronunciation.
Kao Il Fion.
Kao Il Fion.
Calcium, calcium, calcium.
It's like someone trying to say calcium with like a speech.
With a lisp.
Like yeah, with like a fucking lisp.
I want my calcium. Calcium.
Now look how it's actually pronounced.
This is bullshit.
Yeah, exactly.
What is it?
So it's spelled C-A-O-I-L-F-H-I-O-N-N.
So that's why we thought it was calcium or whatever the fuck. This is how it's actually pronounced.
Keelin.
What?
Keelin.
From calcium or whatever?
Calcium.
No, I guess they're maybe they're 19 too.
19 too. You know, if we had any Irish listeners, they probably just got mad at us by now.
I'm sorry. We need you to teach us how to say this. And
I'm serious.
Why so many of your letters are silent or invisible or both? I mean, really.
Because
I need to know.
Almost like more than half of those words
have invisible
have bees invisible in bees in them for the reason.
Uh-oh. I mean, this one isn't, like, so, like, out of pocket, but it kind of just reminds me of, like, Shadeep.
Oh, my God.
Oh, my God.
So, if I was looking at this, I would say, like, how it says you're not supposed to say it. Sinead. But it's Sinead.
Where's the H in there?
Yeah.
There is no H. It's spelled S-I-N-E with an accent. A-D.
Oh, it's not Sinead.
Sinead.
Oh, it's not Sinead.
Sinead.
Sinead some money, bro.
Send me some money. Sinead some money.
Brian?
What?
Brian?
Ferrari.
Ferrari? Guardian.
Guacamole.
Guacamole? What is it?
Fish of Akadu.
Fish of Akadu.
R, A with an accent, I, N, N.
Green. Grime.
Rehan.
Barney.
I heard Barney.
I heard Barney, Barney too. Never Barney. Seen it.
Grarney. Griarney. Some shit.
Grandier.
Grenier.
Oh, they're French now, are they?
Grenier.
It sounds like a French person trying to say groin.
He should kick me in my grenier.
I was thinking more like Kanye.
So then how do you say Kanye. That? It's actually grenier. Okay. So, the last one for the females. I would look at this and think it says Ayoifi.
Ayoifi?
Because it's A-O-I-F-E.
Ayoifi.
Ayoifi.
Ayoifi. According to them, it's Ifa.
Ifa. So it's like, ignore the A, put it
E. Ifa.
Ifa.
And I see Fi, but it's Fa.
FIFA. I saw the ball. Yes, FIFA.
It's FIFA. They put the F in there.
So, we don't have one for males. Damn. I thought we had one.
No. But we do have...
But we do have...
Cockahead wanted to say something.
We do have a clip from Cockahead who was unable to join us.
Cockahead
exclusive.
Shafeet.
Hey, guys. Me, Cockahead. I'm sorry I can't be there today. My Cockahead's under renovation, so I'm kind of stuck in here. But I'm behind the scenes, and I love you guys, and I will see you guys.
Woo, Cockahead! We miss you. We love you.
That was much love.
So much love. I know. I love
it. Just wish that I didn't get in trouble for eating her shit.
I just wish you wouldn't have fallen asleep in last week's podcast. Her commentary is always so cool, and all we had to worry about was does she snore or not?
Yeah.
Thank God she does.
Yeah, seriously.
That sucks.
Yeah, can you imagine we're just here talking about Scream movies, and all of a sudden you hear her just in the background? That would, like, suck.
That probably would happen if I fell
asleep. Imagine knowing her, she would be the type to just... She'd be like, Dr. Or knowing her, I hate Roscoe. amigo. Oh man, but no. Okay, so we have you said some more names. Oh no, I thought you said more names. That's right. We just had the thing. But I wanted to go ahead and share. We have a typical ritual that would be done for Ostara, since we're not gonna really call it St. Patty's for this episode. It is Ostara. This one is for solitaries, like most of us are. So what you're going to need, you're going to want to decorate your altar with symbols of the season. Like I said before, you think about the colors that you see in nature this time of year. So bright daffodils, plump tulips, greens, and incorporate them into your altar. It's also a time of fertility in the natural world, so the egg is the perfect representation of this aspect of the season. Symbols of young animals such as lambs, chicks, calves, bunnies, anything of that nature, are great altar adornments as well. In addition to decorating your altar, you're going to need to get... First, you're going to perform this ritual outside, if at all possible. In the early morning, as the sun rises, it's spring, so it may be, depending on where you're at, a bit chilly, but it's a good time to reconnect with the earth.
Is it chilly?
You wanted to go get a bowl?
It's not bowl. It's not food.
If your tradition normally requires you to cast a circle, it would do so at that point. You're going to need 3 candles. One yellow, one green, and one purple. You're going to need a bowl of milk, and you're going to need a small bowl of honey or sugar.
Great, that's how you're explaining how I eat my honey wheats.
I'm glad you eat it so sweet. No wonder you're pre-diabetic.
God damn. Shots fucking fired.
But you know I love you, ex. So it's, it has nothing to do with that.
Fuck you.
Now, continuing on with the ritual. You're going to begin.
You're going to begin. You basically looked at him
and
said, that's why you're fat.
Yeah.
No, that's why he's pre-diabetic.
Oh, that's why your health is failing. That's even perfect. Jesus.
I love you, though. So, okay, so at this point, you're going to begin by taking a moment to focus on the air around you. You're going to inhale deeply and see if you can smell the change in the seasons.
I smell his ass.
He just farted.
Fuck you.
Depending on where you live, the earth may have an earthy aroma or a rainy one or even smell like green grass. Or if you're in places like New York, probably smell like shit.
It smells like shit around here, too.
How about fuck all y'all?
So you're going to light the green candle. And you're going to which symbolizes the blossoming earth. As you light it, you're going to say, the wheel of the year of the, you're not going to say
the
that.
Year. The year.
Don't say it to your mom now.
The year.
The year. Come on, your mom.
Year. Of the what? Of the what? Of the year.
Well, you're the 90?
And the year.
You're 19?
Yeah.
Okay. But anyways, at this time, you're going to say...
the year.
Fuck y'all. Okay.
Now you know how it feels.
So you're going to say, the wheel of the year turns once more, and the vernal equinox arrives. Light and dark are equal, and the soil begins to change. The earth awakes from its slumber, and new life springs forth once more.
This is every year, right?
Yeah, every year.
Every year.
It's getting hot in her. But.
Take off all your clothes.
I am getting too hot. I want to take my clothes off.
No, mom.
Nelly, you can sponsor us.
No, you can definitely sponsor. I will put a Band-Aid under my eye for you.
Oh, my Lord.
But anyways, next you're going to light the yellow candle, which represents the sun. And as you do so, you say, the sun draws even closer to us, greeting the earth with its welcoming rays. Light and dark are equal, and the sky fills with light and warmth. The sun warms the land beneath our feet and gives life to all in its path.
In that year.
In that year, yeah.
It's the time of the year.
You know. So, oh wait, there's more. You're also going to say...
Don't wait. There's more.
I got it. Commercial.
Okay,
wait,
so.
There's more.
So then.
Am I the only one that prefers the original guy over the guy?
Yeah.
Definitely. Yeah. But he died, so there's no much I can do. Okay, so now we're going to light the purple candle. Because that's the last one that I remember. And that purple candle is supposed to symbolize things we do not know. All the things we cannot understand, but that are the sacred in our daily lives. So as we light this candle, we're going to focus on the divine around you and within you and say, spring has come. For this, we are thankful. The divine is present all around. in the cool fall of a rainstorm, in the tiny buds of a flower, in the dawn of a newborn chick, in the fertile fields waiting to be planted, in the sky above us and in the earth below us. We thank the universe, or you can replace that with whatever deity you follow, for all it has to offer, and we are so blessed to be alive on this day. Welcome life, welcome light, welcome spring. At this point, you're going to take a moment and meditate on the three flames that are lit before you and what they symbolize. Consider your own place within these three things, the earth, the sun, and the divine. How do you fit into the grand scheme of things? How do you find balance between light and dark in your own life? Finally, you're going to blend the milk and honey together, mixing it gently. You're going to pour it onto the ground around your altar space as an offering to the earth. As you do so, you may say something like, I make this offering to the earth as thanks for the many blessings I have received and those I shall someday receive. Once you've made the offering, you're going to stand for a minute facing the altar, feel the cool earth beneath your feet and the sun on your face. Take in every sensation of the moment and know that you are in a perfect place of balance between light and dark, winter and summer, warmth and cold, a time of polarity and harmony. When you are ready, you're going to end the ritual. And that is supposed to give you a new year, a new birth, and new life. Let go of old, dead habits, and get ready for the new. So it is definitely a good one. Now, the next part, I wanted to say, did you know, fun fact, it is said that right on the moment of the equinox, you can easily balance an egg on you. Easily balance it upright. It's a fun tradition and symbolizes the balance between the night and day. So on Tuesday at 11:06 p.m. Eastern Standard Time, you will actually be able to balance an egg.
Wonder if that's when everybody did that trick with like the broom.
You remember that? Everybody was doing that with their broom. All I saw on freaking Facebook, TikTok, Instagram, everywhere was a bunch of brooms, brooms, brooms.
Yeah.
That's technically something that you very normal times. I did it.
Yeah, you did do it. I remember you doing it.
I don't know. I remember it's from that trend. I saw a video of this guy just like getting pissed off. He grabbed the broom and just broke it against the tree and shit.
Oh my God. Are you kidding me?
Yeah. Oh, I mean, it was Puerto Rican, of course. So it makes sense.
Oh, yeah. Okay, I could see that happening. But, okay, so. Here's an Ostara tip for everybody. So being that it is the new equinox, the springtime, spring cleaning is a thing for a reason. It's a time of rebirth, so there's no better time to get out all the old in your life and make room for the new. And it's also a great time to renew commitments, be it spiritually or relationship-wise. Because, again, it's time to rebirth. So that's a good... other than that, that is basically what, we have for this episode. I wanted to discuss, first of all, next week's episode. It's one of my, I'm not going to say personal favorites because I don't enjoy what happened, but it is one of the cases that has fascinated me the most in all of my years of looking at true crime. We're going to be looking at the case of Luca Magnotta.
Oh my God.
Don't fuck with cats. Yep. So, that's definitely going to be a really interesting one that we're going to learn about the power of
dark web.
Of the dark web and the power of internet detectives, like I call them. People that are, you know,
hell yeah.
So hell-bent on finding answers to things that they become their own private detectives on the internet.
It's crazy.
It's really crazy. Oh, yeah, and it's crazy what serial killers like Luca Magnotta, people psychotic in the head like he is. I'm not going to even say was because he's still alive and he's still a psychotic bitch.
But still alive.
He's in prison. But you'll see when we discuss this case next week how a psychotic mind could pre-plan his crimes years in advance down to the very last fucking detail. So, but in the meantime, y'all can follow us on social media. You know, follow, like, share, contact us. We are going to be having an upcoming episode on ghost stories where the Spooky Crew is going to share their own ghost stories, and we're also going to read listener submissions, so get them to us. Facebook, Instagram, Gmail, whatever course, just get them to us. We'll read them on air. We'll shout you out. Don't forget to enter the raffle, guys. Pick the winner Thursday. But in the meantime, stay lit, witches!